Black influencers blast Hollywood celebrities backing Kamala Harris. The Democratic plantation paying you to shame blacks won't work. By David Ng on August 19, 2024. Hollywood's hard sell of Kamala Harris is becoming increasingly aggressive, especially when it comes to black voters. Now some black influencers are pushing back, asserting the right for people to think for themselves and vote however they choose. Celebrities and media personalities who have been hawking Kamala in recent weeks include former CNN host Don Lemon, who recently tried to pressure black voters during his recent Atlantic City trip, actor D.L. Hughley, whose social media feeds are a nonstop Kamala fest, and radio host Ricky Smiley, who recently shamed black voters who don't plan on backing the Harris-Waltz ticket in November. The mounting pressure is now provoking a backlash from black influencers who don't like being told how to vote. Major Ture, the libertarian activist and founder of Black Guns Matter, called out their blatantly transparent shilling, saying voters should be embarrassed if you're still falling for it. He also referenced Malcolm X's famous indictment of how the left uses black celebrities to control how black voters think. Activist Umar Johnson also blasted the nonstop Kamala parade, alleging he rejected the Harris campaign's offer of $10,000 to interview Kamala. I'm not no Ricky Smiley or Steve Harvey. You don't drop no check off and say, get the Negroes to the plantation on November the 5th, he said on his YouTube show. Black vote ain't for sale. He added, Kamala Harris and the Democratic plantation is paying you celebrities, paying you to shame black people into voting. Y'all know we not going to get nothing out of that vote. As Breitbart News reported, former President Donald Trump is rapidly gaining ground with black voters who want to see an end to record high consumer prices and the non-stop flow of illegal aliens who receive taxpayer-funded benefits, like free housing, transportation, health care, and even college tuition. A CBS News/YouGov poll in June shows former Trump is making gains with black voters, with support at 23%, nearly double from 2020. Influencer Kwame Brown is also pushing back against the Kamala hard sell, singling out radio host Ricky Smiley. How is this dude scolding everybody who is black, trying to force them to vote for Kamala? Ricky, do you not know we can see, bro? He said on his Bust Life YouTube show, according to a Washington Times report. People can vote for Cornel West. You can't just say stupid shit, like, if you're saying you're not with Kamala, that means you're with Trump. Why would you say something like that when there's other people on the ballot? Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.